In the moment of creation, the idea of entanglement says we're all connected. Everything's connected. So if I'm creating something like this experience, and you are receptive to being used to create, even if it is only structures in your own head you're creating, utilizing and acting on rules, connections, preordained triggers, all or any of these things may be sparks to set you off. And the connections formed by language, this flow from me to you, are physical as well as entangled. There is a physical site where things go. When you muse over an induction, when you let yourself attain that highest state, which is flow, and which can from there lead on a very quick, lubricated drop, utilizing and acting on the connection between things in your own head, creating anchors, reinforcing them through habit, calling out those reinforcements through language, and accessing a shared memory, circumstance, interests, and the hypnotic common consciousness, the Zeitgeist, the way we pop culture think about trance, the way we think about mysticism and ritual, too. Add those in and you can see a structure, a framework for entering into the altered world. And in that state, should you wish to keep dropping, should you agree with what you're hearing, should your arms, your legs, your thighs get in on the act and exert what slow heaviness they may, well, what could you do to help? Maybe you have some flourish you can add, some self-deepening, self-dropping hanging out in your head, a memory that assists you in relaxation. I have several I turn to when it's time to drop, when accepting suggestibility and asks grows more difficult. That's often just because you're excitated elsewhere. You want to find a way to quiet everything about yourself as much as you can. But giving you active opportunities like this, to run a search, to go through your mind for what you would want to do. As I record this, I close my eyes, and I'm no longer in the position I'm in, leaning forward toward my microphone, seated on the edge of my wheeling chair, at my desk. In the recording area, I can place where I am. But if I take a deep breath, I am also in the middle of ritual, of hypnotic elaboration, installation. I focus all intention, all the attention I can, which is not all the attention I have. Some always goes off. Some always goes off to do something else, as if to say, well, look, I'm allowing myself this distraction. So can the rest of me play nice and night-night, Pat? And I can. I usually can. And I think you'll be able to, too, with practice. This is a act of creative expression. And when you are in a state to disgorge creative expression, be it by showing the perfect drooping eyes, slackened jaw, slumped shoulders, the hypnotic subject as we see them, when we imagine them. At least that's where my attention's always going at times like these, where I'm inviting the drop, establishing the connection, inviting you to use your tools, where my mind has been gradually brought to its knees with desire. Because that's where we're at, conspiring to create an opportunity for you to create in your mind. Knowing my words are being taken down in lines of light, in digital data, set aside for your later use. I sometimes even reach out and turn off the screen on the laptop, just hitting the screen down button until I can no longer even see its glow. Till it's just me, whatever music I've chosen to listen to, and in what follows, music can be a unique dragging force for you as well. Let that music in as we both focus our attention, intention, and any tools that you have, any errant tools for deep, instructive, mesmerized response, for you to respond more and more ably with your own conditioning over time. I try to tangle my intentions through, and that's why you are always invited to pause. If you need to take a moment to absorb what you've just heard, or to pause in the name of simply feeling relaxed about the next bit and the next. Maybe you have in some way been exhausted or set off halfway through. The point of the creation is its adaptation to you. So adapt it well. Do exactly what comes naturally. What you do so well is to let it come naturally to the point of creation. A little extra information can help, but you're doing this to yourself. You know what I'm thinking. You know the proposition of pleasure I offer, and that I'm going to enjoy myself no matter what. Eyes closed, bound around in the dark, giving up some words for you. Intention turns into attention to detail, attention to the details that lead you deeply down, through. Relax and know that the words which follow are inviting you to relax your legs, your arms, your mind, each component of the typical predictable progression of relaxation, comes with the added air that I am spending longer focusing, ritualizing, elaborating, a little longer setting up and setting aside, this time and place, for you and I, and therefore your pausing is contemplated in the beginning. You may need one, and when you no longer need to pause or take your course down trepidatiously, night-night pet for me, echoing sleep deep relaxing, a story of increasing. Every induction is a story of increasing, of slowly awakening these pleasurable tools, the toying of you. Every single time you decide you're going to create something in this space, you have the option to return to this space the way it is now, an anchored resurgence, all the more potent because you've allowed room for your stopping and your slow proceeding, freely from me, words given to you, elaborately assisting you deeper. The attention to you becomes attention to detail, and your excess thoughts have something to do. All the thoughts caught in the web of you are able to simply flow. I go through and they follow after. I open the passages of you with the right words in my passing. If a connection could be wired between us, how much would you end up downloading? How much of the way I think about these things has been downloaded already and wouldn't even need to travel that course? Moving with the rhythm of tensing and relaxing your legs. Ideas about raising your arms and letting them drop. These and more have been laid out for you before. Now you choose which you use and how. How you apply them. How, once these techniques are applied, do they make you feel? Vacant and heavy? Blank? Revealed to yourself at last, that myriad connection of my loud and ever-flowing thoughts, which I try to keep from overwhelming, which I try to keep from going off topic. If you've struggled with the same, then we maybe understand each other on that angle, as opposed to you just understanding because your mind has sunk away and you are pliable and receptive. Though that's an all right thing to be. Words lubricate over time, words sliding between us. Either of us speaking or thinking sincerely, putting more information down that connection, being honest about your desperation for the drop, how it is where creation begins, the creation of new pathways There are applications within as well. The structure of a calming voice from a trusted source, personally accompanied by 3-2-1 sleep, is enough of an excuse. Not that you ever needed an excuse. We excuse that kind of hunger around here. Hear my words, dear. Sink into what's already sinking in. I intend your pleasure, so let's begin. All artifice either of us has, which means if there's some trigger, hidden or otherwise available to you, but unknown to me, so I won't use it. It falls to you to use it, and if I think of something new to do to you that might help you create within your brain those structures, we are so much here to refine, then every art of mine is available to you, and in your body's response to a trusted, familiar voice, you can choose to go that little bit further this time. Lend extra credibility to every mesmerizing ask. Improvise it in your head. Touch, caress, and cradle all the ideas to follow, bolstering them on their pleasurable journey down. Wouldn't it only be right for you to put as much effort back in as what I'm putting in to helping you now? Think of me. Think only of your desire for the session. Fix intention in the beginning. Fix it well so it's locked on, precisely connected to whatever bubble of thought, whatever course you're on, that has drawn you here in the first place. There will always be some instant from which your thought to go under flows. And this is a creative instruction. You are undergoing a process of fantasy, creation, actualization. Listen close to me. Know the whole idea, entire purpose, sliding 5-4. Entire induction, every idea, everything connected here is connected to even more, unfolding in your head, unbeknownst to me. So you clear the hurdle of revealing to yourself what helps you drop, what gets in your way, what lets you go. Non-stop until you want to stop, knowing you can. That contributes. Knowing you could pause any time and look back at the session. Look back at the proximity. Put your will back into this moment, back into me. Carry yourself deeper with the full package. If you know sleep, deep, night, night, pet, be blank, or anything else I haven't said yet, say it to you. Use the words inside your mind. The will we share flowing toward the wires. Whatever added effect that may weave its way through 2 or 3 or 4 of the following things only needs to take up 1 or 2 or 3% of your sleeping, sinking mind. You decide where the trance lives in your sleeping, sinking body. Put your will back. Put it into your own moment of creation, which in the now is the creation of shared hypnotic affect. I am dropping, you are dropping too. Authored in the world just as it should be, just as these words are meant for you. And particularly to invite you to use the words in your head back with me, fueling desire, giving you more instruction, giving more bite to the pleasure underlying. Because if you feel good when you command yourself to feel good, if you have that well-worn course of docilifying, pleasure-inducing, I would rather be here. I would rather be compliant. That's how I feel. I would rather be here. I would rather be compliant. But if you can bring a soupçon of that to our play, learn how to push that button, that extra oomph, extra effort of knowing I'm doing that same thing. So anything you detect about my words, which feeds uniquely into the creative kind of session, where you act on yourself, where you drop yourself like no one else can, I'm assuming you're making an attempt to do that. Doing your best, flexing that potential for self-crafting, for the best kind of auto-hypnotic instruction. thinking and inventing new add-ons for the session. Every time, finding more, pushing the kind of thoughts that I'm encouraging, the kind we both adore, up toward the surface, pushing them slowly, pleasurably into the world, so you carry the slowly, pleasurably into the world with you. You learn how to apply it to the waiting part of you that's just been waiting for permission now to take all this built-up potential energy, this friction that you share with me and I dole out onto you and turn into a spark, language, shared session, overlaid, interlaced, and now you know my intention, your pleasure, and my way of going about it. Now you can either stand in the way or allow that blissful acquiescence to pop your mind. And we can re-blow your mind later. A new glistening bubble waiting for you again to stare into it and predict the 3-2-1 future of the drop.